corona statistics. Why is there an emphasis on cases and not on statistics? Real scientists are about numbers. I have an MS in applied mathematics, and I worked for a health research contracting company for 33 years in health survey database support. I'm tracking the COVID-19 numbers around the world. Let me just interject here. This was written in April, and it is now September. For instance, worldwide, there are 930,000 reported cases with 46,000 deaths, but only 193,000 recoveries. Of the recovery, 76,000 are from China. They're showing a 93.5% recovery rate. You say you don't believe their numbers? I'm saying I don't believe that of the United States, 211,000 cases. Only 8,800 have recovered. That is only a 4.2% recovery rate, while the death rate is 2.2%. Can somebody tell us what is going on with the other 93.6% of the cases? For the recovered cases, how long did it take? For the cases that died, how quickly did it happen? What is the breakdown of deaths by age? What is the breakdown of deaths by gender? What is the breakdown of deaths by race? You go to the CDC's website, you have to poke through a maze of Madison Avenue-style hocus-pocus to find any statistics. When you do, they're not current and they do not provide answers to the questions above. Information is power. The powerful want to keep their power so they control the information. There's nothing much worse than ignorance. It leads to fear. It leads to bad decision. It leads you to put your trust in those who say they know.